Okay, side two, Duchess. Oh, so what else is happening? You know, Bill Hawk, you remember I used to go down and see him on occasion in Saigon. And, oh, several weeks ago, Duchess, or a month or so ago, I had tried to make arrangements to go down and have lunch with Bill. It's very hard for me to get time off from the job, very hard, because we're very short and there's so much work. And so he said, at the time, he said it wasn't convenient and he would rather have me come for supper. Well, I have made a lot of concessions to Bill. I've gone down many a times when I didn't want to go down. And it's a tremendous inconvenience for me to get down there because I haven't got a vehicle and I have to catch a ride, get a taxi, change clothes, go to his place, you know. And a lot of times I stayed with Charmaine, and that's kind of an inconvenience for her. Anyway, this particular time, Bill was very insistent I come and have supper there, and I wanted to have lunch. And so, anyway, I got very annoyed with him because he calls me in the office, and I can't get into these long conversations in the office. It's usually busy. I have people there. So anyhow, he got very insistent, and the more insistent he got, the more insistent I got. And so I haven't spoken to him, and he has called up, and he's talked to Vanette and wanting to know what I'm doing, who am I seeing, where am I going, all that stuff. And he even talked to the girl next door, and she doesn't know anything. All she knows is I'm never home. So anyhow, Bill wanted to go to Hong Kong with me, and I wasn't too keen on it, Duchess. Yes and no. Mostly no. So anyway, he called 2 days ago or whatever it was, very apologetic, said that he realizes I'm very busy and my job is very demanding and that he gets a bit dominating and so on and so forth, and he is planning to get on this flight Tuesday. I don't know if he will or not, Duchess. There's one on Thursday also. I really don't care. But I told him, I said, Bill, I'm not one of your subordinate military people. I am not a yo-yo. When you pull a string, I jump. It's too much for me, Duchess. There's not enough time in the day, and I don't like to go into the city. I have to catch a plane and everything to go down there just for a supper or whatever, and then race like a mad woman to get back here by 7:30 in the morning to get on the job. You know, so anyway, I had to laugh because I'm sure he was waiting for me to call him. Like, would never happen. And so I don't know what's coming off now, whether he's going to go to Hong Kong or... He wants to go. He plans to go. And I'm sure he will because he has more rank than anybody else on the aircraft. And so we'll see. Anyway, he just couldn't have been sweeter on the telephone. But, like, Bill Hawk is not a particularly good man, Duchess. I mean, he is, but he's selfish and he's stingy and... He's not too considerate. Not at all. Tom is. Tom is everything. He's a beautiful man. Anyway, I certainly get in and out of a lot of little things. I really do. And it's all very, very flattering to me. So, what else can I tell you now? I know there's 10,000 things, Duchess. Trying to think what other mail I had. Not too much. Oh, I still didn't mail the Paysex order out. I made it out, Duchess, but I didn't mail it. Oh, this trip to Hong Kong. Oh, a lot of things have happened. I just thought of one or two. Anyway, on this trip to Hong Kong, I'm going to try and buy a coat. I thought I would look at Vicuna coats. They are supposed to be very, very expensive, $800, $900, $1,000 or so in the States. Charmaine and Betty both bought one in Hong Kong last year. The only thing is, I don't know what length to buy anything. You know, rather, I haven't been home in a while, and in fact, it's been 4 years, Duchess. In 2 weeks, it'll be 4 years I'm overseas. I've been home twice. But I don't like the midi, and I don't like the maxi. So I think I'll just buy regular length coat. I don't know. I'll have to look and see. I don't even know what color. I have no idea. All these decisions I have to make, and my head is swimming. And then I thought I would have one or two slack suits made up, pantsuits, maybe a dress. And I thought maybe I'd try to look for a little stereo set for you, just the amplifier and the two speakers. There's going to be a bit of a problem. They have restricted civilians from using the APO in Hong Kong, which means the only thing I can do at the post office is buy stamps and mail letters, which means I can't ship anything. Well, of course, if Bill Hawk goes, I'll have him ship it. And I think, Duchess, perhaps I should ship it here to Vietnam and then have everything sent home in my whole baggage, because it's pretty expensive. The post office rates have gone up through the PaySex. They'll go up November the 15th, considerably, 15% or 25% or something. I was going to mail these elephants home too, Duchess, but they're fragile, you know, and some people put them in boxes with styrofoam. Others put them in just a cardboard box on the bottom with tape on it, masking tape over it. I don't know what to do. I really don't. Tom says just hold everything and put it in whole baggage when I ship it home. So maybe I'll do that. But if I ship all that stuff here, I won't be able to live in this room. I'll have everything piled up to the ceiling. So what else was I going to buy? I thought I'd look at wigs. A couple of synthetic short ones. Because I have a list. People have given me a list of things they want from Hong Kong. And I hate to ask people to buy me things when they go away. Well, Charmaine just came back from Bangkok, and I asked her. She bought 12 pair of beads. You know those beggar's beads? But I gave them all, 6 to Tom and 6 to Bill, because they wanted them. So, but it's kind of an inconvenience. And what else? I'll hold the PaySex order, Duchess, because I want to have the money to go to Hong Kong. I'll probably spend $1,000. Who knows? It depends, Duchess. If I can't ship that many things to this room. No way. I'll see. I'll just have to wait and see. I'd like to get some clothes. Very excited about going. The thing of it is, everything is a problem over here. I have to cash a check a day, $100 check a day. That's all they'll take at the bank here. And then I have to get traveler's checks. And you have to get a letter, conversion letter, anything over 500 in order to leave country. The military has 4,000 rules about money. And I haven't done a thing. Like I leave tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. And I haven't packed. Well, that won't take long, but I don't even know what I'm wearing. I thought I would just take a couple of things, since I will have to carry a lot of the small stuff back. Particularly if I can't get someone to use APO privileges for me. Oh, it's always something. Anyway, maybe I'll send some things home to you. You can tell I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't have a lot of things I need, Duchess. If I sat down and thought about it, maybe. But the slack suits, it doesn't matter what the lengths are, the fashion. And so, and the coat. I do think I should get the coat, because I don't have a winter coat. And I will be home sometimes in the next 6 months, I guess. Just a minute, I have to have a sip of tea. There you go. Okay. I will be home probably within the next, 4 months or something, Duchess. Charmaine and I are still talking about taking a trip on the way home. Charmaine gets her 10 today. Today is Charmaine's promotion. That's right. I should call her up and congratulate her. That's right. Starting today, Charmaine Lake is a 10. She should have had it a year ago. Anyway, in December, I'll have had my 10 a year. So then Charmaine is talking about leaving in January. But this changes, Duchess. It's up, it's down. It's, you know, something new every day. Let's see. If tomorrow morning, or sometime tomorrow, if I get the mail, if you have asked for anything from Hong Kong, I'll be sure and look for it. It's a good thing you mentioned about Anne's What was it? She got flatware or something? I don't know. Because I was going to take a look at it. Can't think offhand, Duchess. I'm trying to think of things for a home. I hope you got the candlestick. I don't know if that came yet. Should be coming. I was going to tell you something. I just lost the thought. I do have this Paysex catalog, the new one. It's got a lot of nice things in it. A lot of gooky things, though, Duchess. You know, most of it I give away. I buy all these things and give 95% of it away. They make lovely gifts, some of those things. And I will get the wooden fruit, Duchess. I will get several of those, so you can give one to Marie. What else now? All this will just take time, right? When I get back from Hong Kong, I should have a little more time, Duchess. I won't be so tied up with somebody. I haven't had any time at all in the last month. None whatsoever. And I love it. I mean, it's been great. I can keep my strength and stay on my feet. Anyway, I feel good today. Next month, November, Beth Carney will be going home for a whole month. She's taking a leave. And so I will be going up to Tukor. I'm supposed to go up there anyway, I mean permanently, but I don't know. The whole picture over here has changed in the last 10 days, Duchess, because of this redeployment that Nixon mentioned. Anyway, I'll be going to Ankei to close it. I'm the only one, I think, who closes these damn clubs. We've had four clubs closed in Vietnam. We've had five closed. That's right, five. I've closed three, and Charmaine closed one. And I don't know who closed the other one. And so I'll have to close the next one because, as Betty says, well, Ann, you know how to close clubs. That's so ridiculous. The first time I had a closed one, they just sent me there to do it. And so anyway, I will be going north probably for a few days, TDY. I mean, the whole month off and on, up and down, which will be all right. No problem. It'll be a change for me, and it'll be the best time. Tom will be gone, and it won't bother me that way. Plus, Jane should be coming back. Jane is due back any time now to the end of the month, end of October. As you know, she's been home for about 6 weeks or so. Oh, Duchess, I gave your name and telephone number to Jan Huber, H-U-B-E-R. Jan is coming home on the 29th of October, and she lives in Roselle, New Jersey. And Jan just got her promotion, 209. I did everything in the book to get that girl a promotion. She earned it. She deserved it. She was a 7, and we jumped her to a 9, which they haven't done before, because they don't know how, that's why. But anyway, Jan is going home on reemployment leave, and she is supposed to stay home 2 months and come back around first of the year. I told her to give you a call. She's not that far away, and just say hello. So I'm sure she will. She's a very dependable person. And if she can get down and have lunch with you or something, I think you'll enjoy her. She's very, very nice and very conscientious. One of our best people. We've had her working a lot, too. Had a lot of new people, Duchess. A lot of things going on. Before I forget, I'm going to write you a little note, Duchess. Today, I hope. It's 5 o'clock. I have to take a shower and get ready. Tom will be here. He just left. He spent an hour and a half here for lunch. Anyway, I'm going to just write a wee note, you know, just an envelope, really, and I'm going to send you some money for yourself. I'm going to send you a check. I want you to spend it because I know you're going on vacation 1 November. And I meant to do it weeks ago, Duchess, and I just let it go. And so I'm going to send you some money. I want you to have a good time and spend it on yourself, on your trip, because I know you're very excited about your trip west. And so do with it whatever you want to do and have fun. And I think you'll have a good time. Be sure and tell Aileen that I send my very best. Buy Aileen a drink, right? And I was going to say you could have a St. Patty Day's drink on me. Oh, dear. I hope I don't forget to do that now. I got to do it right after this tape, immediately after this tape. I did have a tape from Cree Windus. Everything was fine. I think I told you about this. I'm not sure. Anyway, everything is hunky-dory, as the saying goes. My horoscope for this month said it would be, Duchess, said it would be a fantastic month, and it certainly has been. It really has been. And so I think I'm very, very fortunate. Very fortunate. All I'm doing is buying and thinking and eating and drinking and all that good stuff and working, still working very hard. And as I say, I'm thinking about coming home just when, I don't know. No big rush, but it'll be very nice when I get there, I know. This is running out slowly but surely. Have a marvelous trip. Just have a real good time. I hope you're well and not sick or not tired. And I'll be anxious to hear all about it when you get back. And, of course, I'll make a tape to you when I get back from Hong Kong and let you know all the good things that happen. If you talk with Cho-Cho or Mother or my brother, please give them my very, very best. Tell them I'm well. Sorry I don't write. I'm not very good at doing those things. I don't have the time, Duchess. I never have. So just take care. Have yourself a real good time on your trip. Tell Eileen, too. Hope Eileen's all right. Bye-bye.